Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and we restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super itch. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to stretch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself. We gotta do it together. A life of wealth. We living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. We getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now is where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Be patient. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at?
Where you
people
at?
Waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer.
Yeah.
Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers.
Yeah.
IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Ring got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
Okay, hopefully this is working fine.
To start conference time. Recording, press 1. To return to the recording has started.
Thank you.
back. This is still October 24th, part two. Ray Ren 98 here, along with.
Okay, I'm here. What's today's date?
Wednesday, October 24th.
All right. I don't know what I said. So, we're going to start all over again. Ray already told you guys about, unless you want to start all over, tell them about the announcement yesterday, and then we'll go.
Okay, let me pull that back up. Boy, everything was that crazy today. Let's see, that's Wednesday's call. 1 second. Or maybe 1 minute. Okay, that was the Tuesday update. The Iraqi TV reported that Parliament will hold its session on Thursday, but cabinet names won't be disclosed or voted upon until next week. And that's what we had on Tuesday this year. And now we can roll it out from there.
All right. And it went back and forth. A couple articles came out. They're going to do it today at 6. They're going to do it today at 8. They're going to do it on Thursday of next week. Mahdi wanted to submit 15 names a day and vote on them, at least half the cabinet. Some people saying that would still put them within the Constitution. Others didn't. Others, some people complained because they hadn't got 48-hour notice. Some people complained because they hadn't got received the portfolios on the individuals and they didn't want to vote on them without knowing who they were. So we have to look, is this intentional chaos or just chaos? Are they doing things to intentionally confuse people? Or are they just this screwed up? And we're going to know here in a little bit. So I have, Trish is texting me, just so you guys know. She's watching everything. She's watching the news. She was actually watching Parliament on TV as they were going in when Sadar arrived, when Mahdi arrived, what they were doing. And because they said they wanted to be transparent, they were putting it on television. And then it got cut off. So now we're looking to the articles. And Trish, I got some other guys trying to see if they can find it on their feed from out of Iraq. If they do, I'll get it on that side. If not, we'll just wait as the information comes out about what's exactly going on in the meeting, what they're going to vote on, what they're not going to vote on. But since it has began, I was hoping we'd get that information live during this call and be able to give everybody a fresh update of what we're doing. So let's see what happens there as we go through it. So let me go back to the last call so we can clear some stuff up for the jackasses of the world, you know, because there's some out there, but, you know, farm animals are going to be farm animals, and dumb is going to be dumb. So I brought a guy on the call live for you guys to see what happened at the bank, a live experience, because we've talked about these in the past where people almost got paid. It was almost there. And it was a missed opportunity. So a guy comes on. He tells you he goes to the bank. He asks, his purpose of being in the bank was to cash his check. Now, every business has a bank that they write their check out for the dumbasses out there. Every person doesn't get direct deposit. Every person doesn't take that check to their bank and wait to get it. They take it to the bank of their company because it's outside the company. So he goes there and he's cashing his company check. And they offered to give him a cashier's check. And I explained to him, this is what you do. Tell them to give you 10%, take 90% in the cashier's check, and then take the cashier's check to your bank and tell them to give you another 10%. So now you got 20% of it in cash, And then you just have to wait till that cashier check clears and you could have the money. So that was the plan if he would have gotten the money. He's like, okay, I got it. I'm on that. Which, you know, any reasonable person probably didn't need me to explain that everybody doesn't have to have their bank account where they cash their bank, their work check at. I mean, I know there's some jackass out there who thinks he knows everything, but really doesn't. So that was the scenario that we were dealing with. We told you he went back Saturday. She was at a meeting as they called everybody in, and they made some changes just that quick. So the rate was 125. On Saturday morning, when I talked to somebody from the main bank, which I already told you guys as well, the rate was 225. They went down and had a meeting. Is this a replay? No. No, this is a current play. So they went down and had a meeting, and they were instructed that there's going to be some changes going on in the bank, and that there would be some currencies they could no longer exchange. Would have to be sent out. So she actually asked, well, what currencies is this going to be? Because it's going to be more than one. And they told them, we're going to let you know when it's time. But know that the procedure has changed. So he went back to the bank yesterday. And he asked them, okay, I understood that. But can you just tell me what the rate is? And she put in the IQD. And the screen said, refer to tier one bank. She couldn't even see the rates anymore. She couldn't do it. It said refer to tier one bank, which means that tier one bank had decided they're not going to let all of their affiliates do this. All of the smaller banks, because it is too much for them to do. Okay. I don't know if I'm talking about anything about September. Have I said anything about September today? Somebody keeps telling me that. I don't know what call they're listening to. They must be listening to another call.
Apparently.
That's all I know. Yeah, because I keep getting these texts talking about something. Oh, this is October. All right, so anyway, some people still don't have it, but we just have to go ahead right on.
Right.
Right now.
Yeah, it's recording.
Anyway, so, yeah, so that's what was going on with the bank. That's what was going on with that incident and that opportunity. If anybody needs it written in Braille, because they're that ignorant to know what the process was, there it is in Braille. All right. So everybody understands exactly. The purpose of it, though, was because I didn't want you guys to hear it from me. I want you to hear it from somebody who went through it and could explain it to you now. Because when he called us to tell us, he was so excited about it. And I wanted you to hear that excitement. And he did send us a copy of it. So I did get a copy of it, what the rate was and what the bank was doing. But now we know, just what we suspected, smaller community banks, they're not going to let them process it. They're going to have to refer them up to their tier one banks. And so that was changed in their system over the weekend. Okay? So now that we got that part out the way. So here's the other thing that I want to really mention to you guys, because it doesn't make sense to me, but, you know. Here I am, I'm with the AMF, and I'm standing here, and I'm telling them about all these great things we just accomplished, all these great things that the bank has accomplished, the laws we put in place, the rules about how great our country is getting ready to be, what role we play in this new Mideastern banking society, everything else. and we got our new president in here, and I got all these countries standing in front of me, and I'm really going to give him a plaque with some worthless old coins that nobody cares about. Nobody cared about that era, and it's actually ashamed of everything that happened there, and we got this brand new banking system, and we're moving forward, but I want to give him some junk. I just got to think, who does that make sense to? That doesn't make sense to anybody. Now, we actually had some people there who were telling a different story, who were there and what that was. And I'm going to tend to pay attention to that. You know why? Because months ago when I said, hey, these are the rates that are showing up in Iraq. These are the rates that are showing up on the card. These are the rates that people were getting when they were leaving the country. Bunch of idiots said, wasn't happening. And I said, this is what they're getting in Dubai. This is what they're getting in Saudi Arabia for their dinar. Wasn't happening. Same idiots now come out and say, hey, you know they've been trading, they've been exchanging dinar. How did they do this? What was this about? Because things happen that you don't know about. Things happen that are beyond your control. Things are constantly happening in the background that are putting what we need together. Now, just because you can't get all the information doesn't mean it's not happening. It means it's not happening for your dumb ass. Oh, sorry. I probably shouldn't say that. But anyway, it means that just because this is California and it's raining in L.A., and the sun is shining in Sacramento, doesn't mean either one of them are wrong. It just means it's raining in L.A. and not in Sacramento. But we're still in California. Same thing happens in Baghdad and Kurdistan or over there. There are different things. So let's pay attention, to what they're doing, okay? Not necessarily everything you're seeing or what they're saying. But let's watch what they're doing. Okay. I don't know. Maybe you want to send out a tweet or something. I don't know. Because everybody keeps distracting me with all these texts. We are on. We are talking. All right. So, we want to get that last part out the way. Huh?
I was going to say, two tweets went out already. So, they just have to be patient.
All right.
The playback.
All right. So, where are we at right now today? We're waiting to see what happens in this meeting. Because what I can tell you is, there are banks who are still planning for this to go this week. That's their plan. Now, their plan, again, is based on Iraq's plan. We're going to vote on this day. We're going to get this done. Everybody's going to be ready to go. If they do what they say they're going to do. But they've changed it four or five times. So we don't forget what they say. Forget what all the articles say. Let's see what they do. Then we'll know our status of where the banks are. Now, what is Iraq saying? My people over there are saying, everything's signed, ready to go. As soon as Mahdi is takes the oath, is logged in, then we're going to see it. Again, he didn't say an hour after, 2 hours, 2 days, but it is scheduled to go after he is sworn in, as far as they're concerned. That's what they're being told, and that's what they're looking for. Banks could be looking for the same thing. They just think it'll be this week. If he vote, gets sworn in, by Friday, they could be taken off. If he doesn't, then they're going to have to do something else. But they're still preparing to do what needs to be done. And that's what we care about. Guys, we can't control what happens in Iraq, every little detail, especially at this point where we're to the end. I mean, the moment that they passed this vote, and Mahdi is the prime minister, and a new government is in place, TBI is putting out articles every day, even today, that they are stable, they are secure, that they have $60 billion in reserves, and they're this and that, and all connected and everything. So the only thing we can do is wait for them to go from that point. I mean, there's really nothing else to look for except for go. So we can look at what? The people who will do that for us, which is our banking people. So we can concentrate on what they want us to do. Procedures, rates, where to put our money at, how to grow our money, how to protect our money, and where to go from there. And we're going to do that based on the information they're giving us for us to be ready to go. Okay? So right now, I am waiting to okay. Sitting on you. Okay. Well, everybody can hear me good. You can hear me. If you can't, they're saying reboot because that's what they had to do, and it works for everybody if they reboot. Okay. So, all right, Ray, that's where we're at.
Okay. We'll take a few questions from the board. 7MMSTW. Thank you for the updates and most recent info. Do you believe the U.S. midterm elections are delaying the RV?
I don't see a reason for the elections to delay the RV because at this point, it's not going to benefit them one way or the other, and it's going to happen one way or the other. I mean, they can't talk about, you know, the economy rising or how much, you know, we have influence, you know, the stock market in the last week or 2 weeks, because all that's not going to happen this amount of time. So I don't see any reason for the election to be delaying it or having any effect on it at all.
Okay, BBP Dinar basically was asking about the bank story that you addressed, so that was covered. Bertman says, what do you think about the news release that the SUNY group pulled out of the government talks?
I haven't seen that news release. But I don't think anybody pulled out. But, I mean, I haven't seen it. So I can't comment on it, really. All right.
Sunstar says, number one, any CBI governor or Forex news you can share?
All I know is, CBI. Oh, I was thinking about something else. No, all I know is they're waiting, and unlike some of it, we actually have somebody at the CBI who's been there 4 years. I mean, actually at the CBI, and people are there. And some team-related people, but anyway, they are saying this thing is all done. This has just been a show and a means to get to some point in time. But again, as soon as the announcement is made about the government, everything's supposed to be released. And I don't know what the set time is, 48 hours, 72 hours, nothing. But supposedly if everything goes right today, we'll get an update tomorrow to let us know how close we are. Okay.
All right. Any
Ray?
New currency? Sure. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay. Any new currency or field announcements on Iraqi TV or from the CBI that you can share?
No announcements on TV. They're still holding sessions. They're still telling everybody the history and how great they are and how much money they have right now and how much foreign money that they have and that they are ready to do this. So they're ready to go forward with the reforms.
Okay. Number three, any timeline on release of HCL payments to the Iraqi citizens and Kurds?
ACL was supposed to start in September. Then they said it was going to start in January. But supposedly the House is doing their meeting either this week or next week. We're going to take a vote on it, another vote on it, for it to get started. So we'll see it with the reforms or in January.
Okay. What in the world is this? A-G-A-T-O-R-B. I don't know how they pronounce that one. Anyway, it says, do we know whether the 10 trillion notes are able to be exchanged?
You can answer that one.
Well, as we repeat, before we had been told the 100s and the 50s, but some members have talked to banks, and banks have told them to take in all of it. So nothing beats a failure but a try. Take it with you and see. Danger Smith says, can one cash in a small amount, say 25,000 note, prior to do a full exchange? My trustee just had a total knee replacement. Can it do individually and the trust later?
Oh, okay. I got it. So he wants to take in a 25 note and then do all the rest of it later as a trust, not as an individual. And, yeah, you can split it up like that. Sure, take your 25 because it's not part of the trust. Everything else you put in the trust, and you can do it anytime you get ready to. That's not going to be a problem.
All right, 81 Blue. Can you please remind us why the additional sanctions being imposed on Iran are a positive influence on having the RV be completed before the second wave of sanctions begins?
Say it again.
Can you please remind us why the additional sanctions being imposed on Iran are a positive influence on having the RV be completed before the second wave of sanctions begin?
Okay. Just so you guys understand, there's nothing positive about destroying a country. I mean, that's just, maybe you said it the wrong way, or maybe I'm saying it the wrong way. But there's nothing positive about destroying a country or individuals. And that's how I look at it. Iran has people that are just like us. So governments are making decisions that are affecting people. And the thing about these sanctions that are going on Iran are the same like the sanctions in Korea or Venezuela and everywhere else we put in. They don't affect the government people. They don't affect the idiots that are making these decisions. They affect innocent people like you and me that are walking the street. And I never, ever would like to see a country starved out, and that's what we're doing. We're starving out that country. Just so you guys understand what's really going on. Get the book, Confessions of Economic Hitman. Just sit back and watch. And, you know, this has happened before, and it's the same result as I tell you. We starve out a country, and it's never a good thing. So the sanctions on Iran, if we didn't have them there, the first ones or the second ones, wouldn't have affected the RV either way. It's the fact that we do have them that affected the RV, and trying to cut off all the dinar, all the smuggling of the dollars and everything else are the things that had to happen, which actually delayed the RV. It didn't speed it up. The RV was delayed so that those sanctions could not only be put in place, but could take effect. So there's no real benefit from it. We just know after the 4th, it's going to get worse. Why? Because the more you push somebody in the corner, the harder they're going to fight to survive, and there's no limits, and anything goes. And we are hoping that we do this before that happens and have enough protections built in and laws that we could stop anyone from helping them do what they're going to do. Because they're going to do it anyway. I can guarantee you that. I mean, they're just going to stand by and let you starve them out. They're going to try every dirty book, thing in the book that they can. And what we're doing is putting in place things for Iraq and Turkey and the Euro and everybody else to use as a defense against them to stop them from doing what we're doing. How are we doing that? We are threatening them. We are threatening our allies. If you don't do this, then this is what's going to happen to you. That's the one thing that Iraq is more concerned with than anything. Is if it doesn't work, does the U.S. now take it out on them? Does Iran now take it out on them? Because they are truly caught in the middle. So that was Iraq's biggest concern. For months, since April, they've been saying basically the same thing I've been saying for years. You know, I don't want to be Eric Snowden, because I don't, and I don't want to be Ollie North, because I don't. I just want to get through this. That's all. And that's what they're saying. So it's not helping us do anything. If anything, it has held us up from what we tried to do. What's going on in Iran? Okay, good. Ray?
Yes. I lost my place. Oh, that was the last
question. So what you be doing? Be taking a nap in between questions? Oh, go ahead.
No, my board shifting. It was shifting from board to board, and I forgot that was the last question. So we need to talk to the live folks now.
Okay, let's do it. All right, hold on. Let me get a little update from Trish right here because she's trying to tell me something.
Okay, hold on, 865. I'll put you back on mute because your line makes some funny noise there when we open it.
Oh. Let me see. People are telling me they got my phone number from one of Ray's slip-ups. Let me see. Where Trish go?
What does that have to do with today's call?
I don't know. That's what they just sent me. Listen, they have announced the meeting has started. So that's the last thing we're looking at. Sure. They confirmed that they do have a quorum. So they have confirmed that. There's more than 200 deputies here. And Sadar has put out a statement that they are not a Western government. That the new
so that means
government is
goes.
Iraq, not Western. Okay.
And don't expect anything that you already were expecting. That's
well,
what that means.
Okay, let's go with CIA. Is that who's next?
All right. That's her. Well, that's
hi,
what
Ray.
You were calling.
Hi. Hi, Ray, and hi, Tony. Appreciate
hey.
You taking the call and doing the call. Tony, you had said in explaining what the gentleman who brought in the bank story, that when he went back earlier this week, that what the message that was showing on the screen was that they needed to refer to the Tier 1 bank. And then you said further down that it's the smaller community banks won't be able to handle this. And, you know, we've heard Tier 1, Tier 2, Tier 3, and I think we've heard 4 and 5. How far down the list from Tier 1 are going to be able to handle this as far as banks? Is it strictly now going to be just the Tier 1? Are Tier 2 going to be, you know, kind of sporadic? What can you share with us on that?
I don't know, because this happened on Monday, and they're doing what their affiliated bank informed now. So, okay. So I can use names because it's just weird. Mm-hmm. All right. So this is a little community bank in Tacoma, Washington.
Right.
And last week, they could bring up the dinar, the dong, and everything else. Monday, when he went in, they couldn't bring it up. Last week, she told him, if you had it, I would have exchanged it, and they would have accepted it because it was in the system. Monday, it says, refer to Tier 1 bank. So their Tier 1 bank is Wells Fargo. So that's their plan. I don't know what B of A, Chase, Citibank, and everybody else's plan is going to be. So we're going to go based on what happened right there.
Right. Okay. So we would be best well advised to be trying to make as many of our contacts directly with known Tier 1 banks and not be presuming that the Tier 2s or below are going to be able to do this.
What I would do is always go to a Tier 1 bank because I know they have more capability. So they're always going to be able to give me a higher rate, you know, because I'm not going through one of their subs. So a community bank or something would have to give you a lower rate so they can make some money off of you. Tier 1 bank is going to give me the best rate. Not only that, they're going to give me the best benefits after the fact because they're larger and they have more to offer. So I take that. And then if I wanted to do something with my community bank, it would be based off of the cash that I made on Tier 1. I would funnel down there and do something with that bank if I wanted to keep it separate.
Okay. And on a separate question, there have been some speculation floating around there with respect to the Mahdi that he just might surprise everyone and submit his resignation letter, which could throw things into a little bit of disarray, which could ultimately lead perhaps to the current prime minister coming back in. What say you to that concept?
Mahdi put out a statement that he would resign if he felt pressured, that they weren't letting him do his own thing. So he put that out even before. Everybody came back and said, hey, we're going to let you do your own thing. So if he turns around and he walks away and he says, I'm out, and they say, well, now we need to name someone else. Because if he's out, they name somebody else, and they give him his 15 days, right? Because that's what's supposed to happen with the second person. Right. If they go outside the Constitution, then the U.S. can now come in and declare a constitutional crisis and put a body back in, or whoever they choose to put back in, because they have the authority to do that if they don't do it. Now, if Sadr doesn't want that to happen, Maliki doesn't want that to happen. Iran doesn't want that to happen. Nobody wants the U.S. to just come in and pick who it is. Why would somebody think that's the plan?
It's just speculation.
Well, I know it is on your part, but I know there's some other idiots out there saying something else. But why would that be the plan? Why wouldn't they just let it run out right now? Why wouldn't they just say it, go through all of this to do that? So, no. I think he's getting ready to get elected, and that's the information that I'm getting. He's going to get his year. I don't know that Maliki's going to be the vice president or anything else or who those are going to be until they actually fulfill them. I know they've been fighting over those positions. It looks like Mahdi had a plan to get as many as he could voted in prior to doing the ministerial positions, so then he just had that left to argue about. But we'll see what happens at the end of the meeting today.
Sounds good. Well, we are waiting with bated breath, and again, also it's nice to know that we can be expecting an update at any point on this, so we appreciate that. And again, 10 days from now is going to be our TNT Super Fantastic or Pay It Forward project, whenever that may be, so we appreciate it. Thanks again for the info, guys. Appreciate it. Have
all
a
right.
great afternoon.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. 951 area code, you are on.
Hey, good afternoon. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
The name.
Good, good. Thanks, Tone. Hey, just was wondering, so basically we're just waiting here in the next couple hours. You had mentioned something before we did the call, a couple hours, to see exactly if Mahdi is going to be sworn in, and maybe with 15 or 18 ministers, et cetera, and that type of thing. And once they do that, then you said tomorrow would be a good day to see exactly where we're at. My question to you is, I'm assuming what I'm going to do is I'm just going to continue to watch the CBI to see if the rate changes. Is that a right thing to do, or what would you recommend me doing just to see when the rate changes? I'm thinking look at the CBI. What says you?
Well, after he's sworn in, that's all we can do is watch it to see when it actually happens. I mean, we'll get we get heads up all the time, but go ahead.
Yeah, no. What I'm saying, though, is that I'm just going to watch the CBI. That's the best format to use, right, as opposed to these other mills that with and the Forex and all that. Just watch the CBI. That's.
Oh, yeah, just watch the CBI because it's going to pop up
okay,
here
that's
first.
It. Okay, yeah. So that's where it's going to come, and then we can take from there. And so, well, it's exciting times. I think we're near the end, and I think you're absolutely right. I think he's going to go looking from the research that I've done. It looks like he had like 70% of his people approved, the vote here. So it looks awfully, awfully good. So anyway, I appreciate the information. You guys have a great day, and I'll let the next caller come on in then, okay?
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
724 area code, you are on.
Hello.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, guys. I got maybe three questions for you. Okay, instead of doing a gifting letter, what if I do a sales invoice? My information's on it, the person's information's on it. Would that cover for the IRS? And are there going to be any fees or taxes on the RV? Right up front.
Yeah, there's going to be
what
a
you
fee.
Mean by covering.
Go ahead.
Pardon?
No.
I was just saying, I don't know what you mean by that cover for the IRS by doing a sales invoice.
If I make a sales invoice up and say I sold this to a certain person for like $100 for a Zim, okay?
All right.
And it revalues, so they get $16 million out of it. They need some kind of proof of where they got it from instead of a gifting letter and have it notarized and all that kind of thing. I just make up a sales invoice that I'm selling it to them, even if I don't collect anything from them.
Let me tell you what's going to happen. If you make up a sale invoice and you tell the IRS you sold that Zim to somebody for $100, then they're going to say, see you in court. So we can see how much time we're going to give you.
Why is that?
Because you're not authorized to sell currency.
Okay. It's not just like I sell a pair of shoes to somebody that I own.
Well, it's not like selling currency. Trust me. It's not
okay,
the same thing. And you're not going to get the same results. Okay. So there are people right now involved in the Dinar community who are already in prison. You know why? They sold currency.
Okay.
So let's just wipe that one out and go with the next question.
Well, is there going to be any taxes, any fees on the RV?
We are hearing that there's not going to be any taxes. There are going to be fees on the exchange. We're hearing that it's going to be less than 1%.
Okay.
And they're recommending that you don't argue about it because, you know, they got to make money too. But
okay.
I can also tell you guys that I know people in the past who've already completed an exchange and they did argue about it and the fee was zero. So
okay.
Anyway, that's not to tell everybody to argue about it because most of the time it's not even going to be worth it. I mean, they everybody needs, you know, to get a slice of the cake to be happy. So,
Okay, can we go back to the gifting letter then? That would be more like what we need to do.
That's what I have done. I gifted everything that I was doing, and I did it while it was worth pennies, so it doesn't matter anyway.
And you have it notarized, or you don't need to?
I have all mine notarized, yes.
What are you thinking that you need to satisfy?
That they would have, the IRS have some kind of claim against what they made on it. If I just hand it to them, say, here, this is yours. Is there a problem with that?
No, there's no problem with that. And
I can just give it away and it doesn't
issue
matter.
With the IRS doesn't care who you got it from or how you got it. If it's taxable and if you're claiming a cost basis, that's when you have to show some proof, what you paid for.
Okay.
But if you have a zero basis and if it's taxable, they're going to tax 100% of it, so they don't care how you got it. So all you're trying to prove to them is a date. Specific,
yeah.
If you're trying to claim some expense, or trying to if it's going to be considered a long-term or short-term situation, then you need documentation to support when you actually received the currency.
When I received it,
or whoever the person is, whoever
the person,
the recipient is, right. But that's the only reason the dates are going to be important. Is if it's taxable and if it has a short-term or long-term application to it, then the date is going to make a difference. Now, if it doesn't have any date specifics to it, then it's just going to be the cost basis. How much did you pay for it? And what proof do you have to show how much you paid for it? Well, if it was a gift, how much did we pay for the gift? Zero. So you have zero basis. That's easy. You don't need to try to prove it.
So they're off the hook with it then, too.
Yeah, okay. They're off the hook.
I'm trying to keep from having a problem with any of it. The only other idea I had was I'd make up a letter and have three people sign it as witnesses, but I just gave it to a person, and there's no money exchanged at all anyway. Because even with the other idea, there would be no money exchanged. It was just a way to set a date.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a pre-date, pre-RV date proof.
Okay. That'll work.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. We're good? Yeah,
we're good.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
347 area code. You are on.
Hey, what's going on, Ray? How you doing, Tony, today?
Hey. All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you left her to the nth degree?
All right, I can't complain. Well, the CIA answered my question with the Tier 1, and then two guys before me answered the question with the CBI. So I'm just gonna back out. Again, thank y'all for what y'all do, and
we'll
be waiting on that green light.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you, sir.
610 area code. You are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. Hey, good morning, Tony. It's G-Man MPA.
Hey, greetings, sir.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
How are you? How are
I'm
you?
I'm doing super fantastic. And it's another dynamite day here in the USA, ladies and gentlemen. And for all of you who are new to this call, and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And in order to keep this information superstation on the air, donations are needed. You can do your part by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. Again, please make your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very glad that you did. And again, Tony and Ray, thank you, gentlemen, for all that you continue to do for us out here in the currency community. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities will be available for us post-RV. And thank you to your families for sharing you with us. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, and rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good home-style North Carolina barbecue. Thank you again, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite day.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. Hold on, hold on, Ray. Hold on 1 second. Please do one more. I just want to say thank you. So, thank you, sir. But I wanted to say thank you to Favorite Harley. Favorite Harley. Have a real friend. She sent me a package that she didn't send you. But I really want to know, thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, did she?
All right, what's next?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she did. Thanks.
That's good to know. All right. 440 area code, you are on.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Greetings.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Great, great. Thank you. My question today is, could you tell us which all currencies are currently in the basket?
Which currencies are currently in the first basket?
Yeah, yes.
I think Ray wrote that down somewhere.
All the ones that we're interested in. With the exception of the real, last we heard.
Okay.
So what are we interested in? Zim, Rupiah, Dinar, Afghani. Did I miss one? Oh, and Rupiah. No, I said Rupiah. Zim, Rupiah,
Adam. Yeah.
Got it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, now my next question is on XE currency. If you go in there and put in a couple of those currencies, it does show a U.S. value. But, of course, no bank is willing to take it. Have you seen that?
Sure. But you just said the most important thing. No bank is going to take it or touch it or give it to you.
Okay.
So why waste time going there looking at it?
So we the dream. That's the dream. Okay, so we just have to wait on the exchange to get those numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you, gentlemen, for all you do, and especially the intel. Not the but the exchange process. You guys give great exchange process information. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
All righty.
All right.
Bye-bye. 574.
Hold on, Ray.
574.
1 second. So, Trish, I'm going to read this out, but I still want you to see if you can find it or anybody else. So this is what I got from my guy over there. Parliament had session. Names were given, but not all going to try to vote in the names given. However, it's postponed due to issues with names presented, trying to solve issues ASAP. However, the vote postponed on names presented is what they're seeing on Iraq TV right now. That's what happened in the meeting. So we'll wait for some articles to come out to get further information, but they're looking at Parliament on his TV, and this is what he's saying is happening right now. Okay, go ahead, Ray.
Okay. 574 area code, you are on.
That's me.
Yes.
Hello?
That's you.
Okay.
That's you.
Yes, it is. My first time calling here in Tonopah, Arizona. And on the update that you put out over the weekend, I mean yesterday, when you mentioned if the voting could possibly be moved to Thursday next week, if I remember it correctly. I might be off. If that does happen,
that's what they said.
So if that does happen, in what way does it affect the timing of everything, besides the banks probably readjusting their target date?
How would that affect the banks readjusting their target date?
Yeah, as well as the RV going.
Well, if they thought it would be this week, they probably think it would be the following Tuesday. If it was Thursday, either Saturday or Tuesday, I would suspect. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I can't give you a date or time. I do know every time they present something, then the bank has to come up with another strategy because they have to be ready to go. If they, based on what they're telling us, then this is what we're looking at. So this is what we're briefing our people. This is a window that we're looking for something to happen based on what we're being told or what we're hearing. Now, when it changes every other day or two or three times a day, they don't say anything. We got no information yesterday because they didn't know what's going on. We can't say anything what we have. We've got no information from them so far today. The last information we got was sometime this week because everybody thought they were going to stick to what they said and make this happen today on the 24th, which we are already hearing right now did not happen, doesn't look like it's going to happen, so we're off.
Okay. Well, that was my question, so we still just wait and see what happens and how things turn out. Thank you very much, and thank you guys for your opening up to help
yes,
give us the information we need so we can put all the pieces together.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right.
713 area code. You are on.
Hey, Tony, Ray, how you guys doing?
Hey,
I'm super fantastic. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Really quickly, I'm new on these calls. I've had Dong here for about almost 3 years. I'm with several people here, and the guy that got us all and taught us about this, unfortunately, has passed away just recently. So I've been on your calls here for the last month, and really appreciate all the information you guys are giving us and helping us out. So have just a couple of questions, hoping you can give, you know, some directions on some stuff here. My understanding on the contract is that contract rate, you know, is you go in, if you want to get the contract, if you can, you'd go in right away. And I remember you saying that, Tony.
Yeah.
And it would be something like 2 to 3 times what the, you know, the starting or come out rate would be, somewhere in that area. Is that correct?
I don't know. Well,
something
I guess
like
it's
that.
About
it's going to be higher.
Something like that. It's going to be higher, yes.
Right.
Okay.
We would have to sign an NDA. Obviously, can't ever talk about it or anything. And if they find out, they can take, you know, take everything back from us, right? Correct?
Yep.
Is there anything else that we would need, or just trying to make sure I understand how the contract works, you know, how contract rate would work and going that instead of just taking a come out rate or sitting and waiting to see what happens with 4X? What are pros and cons?
The contract,
you know,
rate is all that was, if it's available and they give it to you, you have to sign the NDA saying that you won't talk about that particular rate. And that's with the dinar and the dong. To get the contract rate with the ZIM, you have to actually have a humanitarian project and go through a whole lot of other steps to get that. So, yeah. That's all I know. You have to do is ask for it. If it's available, they give it to you. If you fit the criteria, which we know they were trying to with the dinar and that, give it to the people with the lower amount of currency, then you sign and take your money. Just don't talk about it.
Right. Okay, want to be clear. Good deal. And then otherwise, you take, you know, you either just take the come out rate, or you can, you know, roll the dice and go on what goes with the 4X. What is your thoughts on, you know, what would happen? I think I heard you last time or maybe last week say you don't expect the dong to go up over 2. Do you ever see a spike in it with the 4X market because of what's going on with their economy in Vietnam? Would you roll that dice is what I'm kind of getting at, you know?
I might a little bit with the dong because I don't see it going down when it comes out. So if anything, it's going to go up. And I know that China, that's the preferred currency that they wanted. So they would probably want it to go as high as they could force it to go up there. But I wouldn't be scared of the dong. I wouldn't be scared of monitoring it because it's not going to go up and down that fast if it does. Where the dinar may shoot up within 8-10 days and fall back down to where it's supposed to be. I don't actually see the dong doing that, not at that level, because it's not getting the same amount of tension that the dinar is getting.
Okay. So do you see it then? You see it would go up, never down, but it would take, do you think it would just take longer as far as seeing movement on it, or is it something that's going to happen?
Yeah, I don't say never down. When I say down, I don't think it would go down below its opening number. So it can go up and come back down. I just don't think it'll go below that number. Now, of course, all this is just my opinion, just so we all know that. Okay. The dinar, on the other hand, okay, I have heard they wanted to go up to 12, and then I have been told that they reduced that to 8 is where they wanted it to go. And I say, I was just watching. You know, if it comes out at 4 or 5 and it can push up, the closer it gets to 8, the more attention I would pay to it. And if it went over 8, then I would think, okay, they must be shooting for 12. And then, you know, but you have to be ready to move when it comes down because it's going to come down a whole lot faster than it went up.
Oh, of course, of course. And what do you see, have you heard anything what you think they would think the dong would go up to? All right. And you had, like you said earlier, this is a non-taxable event, correct?
That's what we've been told.
Okay. Will they give us something in exchange to talk, to have documentation for the IRS? How are we going to, you know what I'm saying, or how are we going to deal with that, or any questions around that?
We have no idea. No idea. Been asking for years for something in writing, and until it actually happens, and IRS puts out a rule or bank tell us, and that's what we have to do. So for years, I've been telling people, put 50% aside, at least 50. Now, here in California, you got to put 60% aside because that's what it's going to cost you until we make sure what it actually is.
Got it. And then I think you may have answered this question earlier, but I just want to make sure we have it correct here. It was with regards to gifting the currency, you know, giving gifts. Giving a gift of the currency before the exchange that way, and again, this is all dong. That's all that the small group that I'm with is. So giving that now ahead of time and then, you know, for gifting purposes so that you're not having to worry about income tax, if there is tax. Again, we don't know if it's a taxable event, but would we need to do that and have a gift letter affidavit? You would recommend having that letter of affidavit, or just you're okay just giving, gifting the currency itself before the exchange?
Okay, so I got my letters years ago when the currency was worth nothing, because depending on how much you give them to each person. So now you give them enough dong that it's $20,000 worth, right? Mm-hmm. Well, you can only gift a person $15,000 before it's non-taxable. So they don't care if it's foreign currency or anything else, but now you've created a taxable event, I think, by gifting it afterwards. That's why I did it before, when value was not there.
Right.
Okay.
And the dong, the dong still has a low value, so gifting it now.
Well, right now, but I'm saying if you do it after the fact and you just put a gift letter and I gave it to him, but if he takes it to the bank and it's $20,000, then he got a problem, right?
Yeah, you definitely
have a problem.
I have a problem. Sure, but what we're talking about is doing it before the exchange ever starts, like a day.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So, now here's the issue, and this is what we do. You gave it to him. He went and exchanged it. Now he has all this money. Now he's doing his tax. Now he gets audited, and they say, well, where did you get this? Joe gave it to me. On what day? Well, he just wrote something. Now, can you prove that? This, you know, if it ever has to go there. That's why I had mine notarized. That may never come up with anyone else, but I'm better safe than sorry. Here it is.
Exactly. Especially with the IRS.
Yes.
Yep. Awesome. That was my questions. I do appreciate y'all. Very informative. I'm on all your calls, and I feel we're very, very close. I know personally several people that were born and raised in Iraq, so what they're doing makes sense. I know how they think. So it will get done, but it's just this is how they are.
How they do business. Yeah.
It's how they do business, exactly. But it makes sense for them, and we all know that, so it will get done. Just got to keep being patient. We've been patient as long as we've been, so you got to stick in it, man. But I appreciate what y'all do, and thank you very much, and I hope to meet you guys afterwards at some point in time.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, Ray. Okay, let me give
you
guys this update. Hold on for a second. Okay, so she said, let me see here. Marty was giving a speech. During his speech, some of the deputies started to walk out. The House Speaker urged them not to leave, and now articles are coming out saying they left because of the nomination of a guy named F-A-Y-A-D-H, however you say that. So that upset them, so they started walking out because they weren't going to vote on him, I guess. But that's our latest update, what's going on in the meeting right now. Okay, what's next?
423 area code, you are next.
That's me. How you guys doing?
Hey,
I'm super fantastic.
I'm glad to hear that. It's so beautiful here in Tennessee. We're starting to get a little bit of color. Oh, it is a gorgeous day. Here's my question. I'm a little bit confused about the nominations and the voting and all that stuff. So, in other words, the people of Iraq are submitting names. Is that right? Who's submitting the names?
No. Yeah, this is what happens. Usually, each group submits their names for positions. And each group is authorized certain positions. Does that belong to this group, which is a structured government belonging to a group or a religious sect.
Uh-huh.
The problem is, then they get to decide who goes in there. So, Republicans are always going to be vice president. Democrats are always going to be second vice president. Independents are going to be third vice president, as an example. And then they just plug a name in there, but you know you're always first, you're second, you're third. So they wanted to even mix that up. But people are arguing about that. This position traditionally belongs to us, or we always get this position. We always have this many. The thing about it, they didn't really want to take them away, but Marty had asked each group to submit five names. Let me go through those five names and see if I can fill your positions with those names, which would make it easier. He also asked the general public if they felt they could fulfill these positions to go to the computer, fill out an application, and send it in.
Wow.
So he got 7,000 of those.
Oh, my God.
He said, I'm smart enough to do this job. He's smart enough to do it. I'm smart enough to do it. They also submitted their names, but then they also said, hey, there's no pressure. You pick whoever you want. That's what they're standing out front saying. They're having meetings in the back, and they're pressuring him on who to pick. And now, like today, like she just said, he put this person's name up, and they walked out instead of voting, saying, hey, we're going to let you have who you want. They got up and walked out. As we suspected, this whole thing was going to happen. So we'll see.
That is so confusing. I mean, it's kind of like the Republicans and the Democrats. How could you ever expect anybody to agree on something that's nominated, somebody that's nominated? And 7,000 people were submitted. I mean, that's mass confusion. So how is it ever going to get resolved? What do you think?
I think either they're going to do what they're supposed to do by the 2nd of November, or the U.S. is going to come in and say, okay, then this is just how it is.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Even though, I mean, he has his second, I mean, they can go and say he didn't make his 30 days, and now we're going to pick this guy, and he got 15 days to come up with the government, whoever he may be, and they do the same thing, you know, cut off their nose and spite their face. I had looked based on what everybody was saying. They wanted to at least get the government in place, give him his year, and then destroy everything, which they probably would do. Especially if Maliki was still involved or Amir was still involved. But to look like they were at least trying to do it. But we'll see what happens.
So are the banks really waiting for all this to happen? I mean, even when they have a speculation date, that doesn't mean, okay, it looks like everything's pretty good, it's heading in that direction, let's go ahead and do the, let's go ahead and start, you know, doing the exchange here, even though it hasn't really happened in Iraq, because they know it's coming, or do they have to wait till it happens in Iraq, and they're just trying to guess the date?
They have to wait until it happens in Iraq. They have to wait.
Okay. Oh, God.
So. To do the complete revaluation, for it to show up on Forex, do everything else, they have to wait. Now, again, with what happened Friday, has it happened before? Yes, we had it happened to some people in Florida. They went down, they did the exchange, they were there at the right moment, right time, and
really?
When they were upgrading the system or making change. Do what?
Excuse me, I just said really.
I thought it was Ray saying something.
Okay,
and it has happened throughout the years, you know. And we know they exchanged a bunch of people already anyway. The banking system took upon themselves or the government to do that. But right now, we're the general public. We're going to wait until it actually goes live.
Uh-huh. What are you thinking are the possibilities it'll hit by this weekend? Or that U.S. will have to step
in? You know, let me tell you what I hope.
Okay.
So I hope on Saturday I got a house I want to buy. It's $12 million. But
oh,
it goes on auction on Saturday, and it'll probably sell for something like $3 or $4 million. So I was hoping this was done by Friday. So let's all pray that it gets done so Tony can get his house.
Okay, we should just have our little meeting at your house. Well,
okay.
To your new house. Celebrate.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, this
okay.
house has been for sale for 4 years. I mean, it's been sitting for sale for 4 years. It's finally going to auction on Saturday to highest bidder. They don't care what the bid is, highest bidder.
Have you walked through it?
Yes, I have. 15,000 square feet, 10 bedrooms, 7-car garage, 2.5 acres. It's a 5,000 square foot guest house with 4 bedrooms, and it's a beautiful house.
Awesome. Well, that sounds great. I hope you get it. And if you get it, that means we get our dream too. So we'll just be standing by.
I tell you what, if I get it, that's right. Everybody gets what they want, they do. And they've had events at this house with as many as 1,000 people. So I will definitely have 1,000 guests.
Oh, would that be unbelievable? You're going to be able to have so many parties. My house is 4,200 square feet. It's a bed and breakfast. I love to have it filled with people, but you're going to be able to put a whole lot more people in yours. That's going to be a lot of fun. I can tell you're that kind of person.
Yep. Now we just need the RV so I can get it.
That's right, the RV. Let's hope this is our week. Well, I'll be praying.
All right.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ray.
Okay.
God bless you.
All right.
You too.
Case 972. You're next up.
Hey there. Good to hear you guys. One of the guys before me, and thanks for the invite, Tony. We're looking forward to it.
Okay.
One of the guys before me asked about the currencies in the first basket. I'm going to go out on a limb that you don't have your notes in front of you, but can you reveal at this point in time what the second basket might hold for us once we try to plan ahead? What do you think?
No, we were given the second basket, and we were given the second basket, I'm going to say, 6 years ago. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
We got it right from Treasury, but we were asked then not to give it out, so that hasn't changed. But I will tell you, they're not going to let anybody under 10 million participate in the second basket.
Okay, so that's a Frank Dodd thing type of restriction?
That's a sophisticated investor type restriction, and it's going to limit the number of people as well.
Yeah. I think we'll qualify for sophisticated if we're rich, right?
If you have 10 million, you will.
All right.
They don't really care about your IQ. They just care that you have $10 million.
Yeah, that's the definition of sophistication.
Yes,
it is. At least it is in Texas. That's the way it is. Okay, well, I'm looking forward to those two new car lots out on the interstate to be evacuated soon. I had one other question that's kind of floating in and out. But I think it just had to do with if we can't know now what the second basket might hold, how would one presume, I'm presuming ignorance myself, how would one presume that you would find out? I didn't find
How'd
out.
How'd you find out about this one?
What word of mouth?
Well, that's how you would find out about the second one, too.
Okay.
Stay
in touch with my newly rich friends, then, right?
That's what I would do, because that's who's gonna it's gonna be offered to.
Okay. Well, Lord bless you guys. You mean a lot to all of us, and I won't repeat what others have said. But you're the cat's meow.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Okay. It takes us to 931 area code. You are on.
Hey, Tony, how's it going?
I'm super fantastic. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. And Ray, how you doing?
Fantabulous-er to the nth degree.
Yeah. I just got one little simple question. The Tier 1 banks, what are their names? It's about what? Wells Fargo and who else?
So I'm going to say Wells, B of A, Citibank, Chase, Fifth Third Bank, a bunch of them. But just off the top of my head, you can actually Google Tier 1 banks, and it will give you the entire list.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's all I need.
Okay.
Right.
Have a great day, sir.
You too. Both of y'all.
All right, now. Bye-bye. 805 area code. You are on.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Ray. How you doing today?
Hey, I'm fantabulous-er to the nth degree. And yourself?
Not too bad. Great. Thank you. Most of my questions, because I got into the queue late, I think they've kind of answered on their voting and all that stuff. So I just wanted to make a comment. You're getting a lot of calls about gift tax and things of that nature. And, yeah, you can only gift like $14,000 a year without going into gift tax. But what people have to remember, depending upon how you know the person, you can loan a person. You can make a loan to a person for any amount of money you can afford to loan them, and you can forgive the loan and never get a dime of it, and there's never gift tax on it or anything of that nature. So that's one way around it if you've waited till after the fact that you didn't do a trust for that person or something of that nature. But you can always make them a loan, and you can forgive the loan, and they don't have to pay you back, and there's no gift tax or anything. The money is theirs. The other thing that I learned when I had a very sick uncle, and I had to become his conservator, and he had a fair amount of money. And in order to conduct his affairs, I had to be put on as a signer onto one of his bank accounts before I got his conservatorship. I asked my accountant, was that going to make a problem for me, because this account had over $500,000 in it. And he said, no. In fact, once you put your name on, he puts your name on that account with him, that money becomes yours. And the IRS doesn't see it, doesn't know it, and you can spend it on whatever you want to spend it on. You know, until you become his conservator, then you're held by the courts. But there's always a couple ways around something, and the IRS always has ways of trying to find out. But that's a couple things that can be done. So, in other words, go ahead.
I just want to know, is that lawyer going to represent you during your trial? But go ahead.
Well, I was on his account, never got approached by the IRS, never got anything like that. I have multiple sclerosis, so I'm not very pretty much kind of disabled. My oldest daughter is on my bank account, and she's never been approached by the IRS. And if she pays a bill of mine, she pays it. If I tell her she can pay something of her own off of my account, she pays it. It's never been approached that, hey, you got given a gift. That's just the way that there's things that they can't find. You know what I mean? It just doesn't pop up. Even though your Social Security's on it or whatever, it's just some things that you can do.
If you say so, but I'm not going to take a chance on it. But if you say so, okay.
I understand, but you can loan somebody an amount of money and you can forgive the loan. You can have a promissory note and everything. You know, and you forgive
all
the
right.
loan. Banks give loans all the time, but that's all I had to say. Appreciate your time and all the information you gave today before I was able to get my questions about that information in, it all got answered. So thank you very much.
Okay.
Yes,
so I'm not sure, but if you guys have questions like that, pick up the phone and call the IRS. Because I know people who got loans, especially real estate loans, and when they didn't pay them and they lost them, that became taxable income. Because the IRS felt they gained something out of that. And believe me, they were taxed on that. So how personal loans work in that, I don't know. But there are some other things that simply does not work. They now say, no, you got the benefit of that. And they've added to their income. So just check it out before you do it. All right. Ray was next.
Definitely. I'm glad you told me that. I'm going to give it some more research.
All right,
yeah.
sir.
All right. All right.
Tony,
take care.
All
righty.
All right.
Bye-bye. 817, area code, you are on.
Yes, guys. How are you all this morning and this afternoon?
Hey, I'm
fantastic. I'm super
fantastic.
Very good, very good. This is my second time calling, listening for a couple years. Just have a quick question. If you guys, can y'all possibly post what a gift letter should look like for everybody?
Actually, I already sent Ray the link right where it is.
Oh, okay.
And we have
okay.
one in our form already. But he can.
Well, I can't get in the form, but I can check the update that y'all send out. I was just curious to compare it to what I've written up to make sure it's something, you know, just to protect myself and the people that I gifted it to. So that's basically my question.
Well, I would tell you yes, but it's not up to me. That's the stuff Ray does. So.
Well, I appreciate it though. If Ray, if you could do that would be great. and I just want to thank you guys for what you do. And hopefully we're at the end of this.
Okay.
Well, wait.
Thank you,
did
gentlemen. Have a good one.
Yes? Did he say yes?
I'm sorry?
What did he say? What did Ray say?
I said okay. Anything, but I'm hoping that. Oh yeah. Okay.
Oh, you got
well, thank
Amy?
You, gentlemen, and y'all have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks.
Yes, sir.
Well, I didn't
hear
you. All
yeah.
Right.
Well, but you know, okay is just an acknowledgement of what's being said. It's not an affirmation or an agreement to it. It's just okay, acknowledging, hearing what you're saying. Just
oh,
for a point
oh,
of reference.
Okay.
443.
All right.
Code.
Hello, hi, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Hi, Ray, how are you? You can say okay.
I'm fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree.
Okay, that's an acknowledgement. Hey, Tony, how are you today?
I'm okay.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. All right, just quick question for you, Tony. All right, so I was listening on the updates that's going on with the meeting over there in Iraq. Now, they did have a quorum earlier prior to those gentlemen walking out. Is the meeting still going on, and if so, do they actually have a quorum to actually continue with voting? Do you know, or if are you aware?
Nobody told me the meeting was over yet. So her last thing was it was. Until he mentioned him, and I don't know how many walked out, but some got out and walked out. So I don't know if they still have enough for a quorum or not. I don't even know if they plan on taking a vote at the end. Well, no, because on TV they said they weren't going to vote. But on, well, one person's television over there, he said they weren't going to vote. So, but they're
okay,
still there.
Yeah.
You know, what's going to happen?
All right, so I wonder if that name that they put up was perhaps a name that was previously listed as an official in the government, because they did say that they didn't want anyone currently in, but we don't know who that person is that they all decide to walk out on.
No, I have no idea who it is. I haven't looked it up. You know, we've been on here, or I don't even know what position they put them in for, but she did say the news articles will be starting to come out to explain what's going on. So we'll have to look at those this afternoon.
Okay. And then another question. I know they said that once they did take this vote that we don't know when it's going to take place, then after that we're supposed to see the RV. Now, after can be 2 years later, it could be 2 minutes later. Do we know the time frame of what after means?
We don't know the time frame. We don't know because there's nothing written in stone and nothing saying they have to do it within 24 hours, 72 hours, or 90 days. There's nothing saying they have to. We just know that is the plan for them to, with all the information that they're putting out, what they're telling the citizens. See, it doesn't make sense to me. And it shouldn't
right.
make sense to for them to do everything that they've done, television, news articles, going around the country, training people, everything else, putting the new currency out there, going to all these meetings, seeing what they're doing, and then wait 6 months to do it. That just doesn't make sense to anybody. We can wait another 3 months just because when everything's ready to go, they're trying to build their country, rebuild all these projects. They need this new currency to do it with, in order to attract the investors. Why do I just sit for 60, 90 more days just because? That just
well, one thing
sense.
We can agree on is that everything they've done so far doesn't make sense to us in any relevant way in regards to the way we think.
Right.
So my last question that I have is, let's just say that they actually do get everything completed on their end, and they're able to take the vote prior to November 2nd. But they don't, their CBI doesn't release anything or anything like that. Do you think our government at that point will step in because it's now November 2nd or the day after and just go ahead and allow our banks to go, even though their CBI doesn't pull the trigger after they've even you know, got their vote and everything completed over there, do you think we will step in at that time, or are we just going to let it ride for them to make that decision?
Our banks will not go until CBI is ready to go, or actually goes. Okay? We're not going to go a month, 2 months, 3 months, or 2-3 weeks before they do. They're going to know CBI is going, that it's done. That's when they're going to go. Now, this is a good thing. When the vote is actually taken, and he does take the oath, we do have enough contacts that we will have a true window when that is done.
Right, but that's the point that I'm making, because they haven't been doing anything that makes any sense. Once he's, like, sworn into office and the vote and everything is taken, and let's just say it's now November 4th, does our government now have a right to step in and, like, push this or force this if they don't actually pull the trigger?
Okay. Our government can't make another country do something with their money. Ideally, you can't force them to do that. The fact that they want to, and everything that we've been in, our government can stop them like they've been doing, but they can't force them to do it. Now, we know they want to do it. CBI is saying with every fiber of their being that they are ready to do it. So after the vote is taken, with our sources or resources over in Iraq, we're going to know when this is truly about to go. With our sources in the bank, we're going to know. And that's where I said we're going to have a true window after this, whether it's looking the next 72 hours or looking the next 10 days, because this is the plan. Because the plan is already out there, and it's already been signed off. We just don't have the window. So don't worry about our government having to do anything. Once this part is done, this should be the final part that they need to do for CBI to feel comfortable and for the rest of the world to feel comfortable with Iraq changing their rate.
Okay. I just thought previously you were speaking of the fact that if they don't actually get their government into place, that our government can pretty much come in and treat them like, you know, two-year-old kids and say that, okay, you guys can't get this done, so we're going to put a government in place for you. So I was just wondering.
And
that,
they can't. And they can't
right,
do that.
So that's what I was saying is, it sounds like Iraq may be able to circumvent everything by quickly getting their government in place prior to this November deadline of sanctions going on against Iran, and still sitting back and holding off and not doing the RV until, you know, they're ready. But, you know, because they're on their own time schedule. They might as well be in the Caribbean at the time schedule they're going on. Yeah. just a thought. And that's what I was wondering, if they are at, well, not, I know they're not doing this purposely. This is just simply how they operate. And I was just wondering if that is actually a scenario that can take place because of how they're currently, you know, moving about at their own pace.
Listen, the moment Iraq sees a clear way to go, they are going.
Yeah, but it's three different groups, and nothing is clear right now with those three groups.
I mean, a clear way for the U.S. to say go. Go when you're ready. They're going to go. Because once they do this, again, you know, they're going to be fifth richest country, I mean, in their region. They're going to be back to where they want to be. They're going to have power, authority, and a whole lot more money than anybody else around there, and that's what they've been working for. They've already, you gotta remember, they've already tried to go. CBI has tried to go. So why would, once they get a clear path, would they say, okay, we're going to wait?
That's a good question for right now, today, at this very moment, because all of those gentlemen are aware of that exact statement. But then you got a group that are actually up and walking out, as opposed to discussing and trying to get the matter at hand resolved. So, you know, again, that's how they think and that's how they operate. So the way they think and operate is totally different from like he's already made the statement, the leader, that, you know, they are not a Western society or a Western government, which means that they don't think in the same fashion that we do. You know, they're going to do it in the fashion that they do it in. And, you know, a lot of times you can say all the time that it does what they do, you know, or something doesn't make sense. No, nothing they're doing makes sense to us because we don't think like them. So it'll never make sense to us, you know, how they're transacting their business.
Well, they are a Western government because they're just like a Western government. The rich get richer, and the rich really don't care about the people. I'm just going to do it when I want to because I'm going home and eat steak and drink fine wine and have my chauffeur pull the car up in the driveway anyway. Whether we do it now or do it 4 months from now, it's not going to change for government officials, just like ours. Now, if
well,
it
let's
was,
hope they get it done now.
They would have got it done already. But the fact that it's not taking any food out their mouth, you know, not turning their electricity off, they're taking their sweet time.
All right. Well, I appreciate the time. I hope they get it done now because, yeah, all I need is the address for that house that you're bidding on Saturday, and I'll be there.
Okay. All right.
I appreciate that time. Y'all enjoy the day. Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a good day. Yeah.
All right.
All right, Tony. Well, that's it for all the hands that were up who wanted to speak.
Okay. Let me see if Trish wants to tell me anything else. Oh, let me see. Oh, that guy was submitted for the Interior Ministry. She said the meeting's still going on. Some are asking that or demanding that the vote be postponed for 5 days. So we still don't know what until the meeting's over, but we are getting that. And if Trish, you could keep everybody up in the forum. I think that's where she posted, right, in the forum or somewhere. And we can continue to follow it. Or at the end, maybe we can send out a tweet or something, let you guys know where we are. So that's what we're waiting for. Let's see what happens. We know everything else is ready to go. So be upbeat, be happy. This is concluding one way or another. Even if they give them 5 more days, it's still concluding one way or another. We're getting to the end of this. So enjoy the rest of your day. That's what I'm going to do. Ray?
All right. Sounds good. Well, close out Hump Day Wednesday. Anything happens, we'll get information out to you. Enjoy your Wednesday, everyone. Keep believing.
This keeps me going. Those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
I believe the storm will soon be over. I believe the rain will go away.
I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
No!
two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today, I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now, we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's going to do it for you.
To be off this crappy system.